This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the KDKA All Local on Pittsburgh's News Weather and Traffic Station. 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I'm Paul Rasmussen. Longtime Steelers offensive lineman Craig Wolfley died early today in a Pittsburgh hospital where he was being treated for cancer. KDKA Radio's Jeff Hathorn has the story.
Known for his quirky sayings and positive energy, Craig Wolfley brought an enjoyability to anything he did. A two-time All-American at Syracuse, Wolfley was the Steelers' fifth-round pick in 1980, played a decade with the team before two decades as a broadcaster and talk show host. The 66-year-old is preceded in death by his brother and lifelong friend, Tun Chilkin. Jeff Hathorn, News Radio, KDKA.
Now some new developments in the case of a missing Pitt student vacationing in the Dominican Republic. A young man who was swimming with Sudiksha Konaki before she vanished from a Punta Cana beach is being questioned by investigators. Officials think she may have drowned after being hit by a big wave. Dominican Civil Defense and other authorities have spent the past couple of days looking for Konaki. No one has been detained, and the investigation is ongoing. Five people survived a small plane crash Sunday afternoon in Lancaster County. The Speechcraft Bonanza took off from Lancaster Airport and crashed a short time later in the parking lot of a nearby retirement community. The people on board got out of the wreckage after the plane skidded around 100 feet and caught fire. They were taken to hospitals for treatment, conditions unknown. This is Manheim Township Police Chief Dwayne Fisher.
The fact that we have a plane crash where everybody survives and nobody on the ground is hurt is a wonderful thing.
12 vehicles were damaged in that crash. The NTSB is going to work with the FAA in the investigation. Several videos appear to show police officers firing projectiles into party crowds on campus at West Virginia University in Morgantown. The videos are believed to have been recorded during St. Patrick's Day street parties. People also say the officers were using some type of irritant like tear gas. It is unclear if the officers were with the Morgantown Police Department, the University Police, or another law enforcement agency. It is also unclear if an incident prompted the police action. An 18-year-old man and four juveniles have been arrested in a robbery and assault Sunday afternoon at a gas station in East Liberty. Police say the clerk at the Sunoco station in the 500 block of North Highland Avenue was injured when the teens threw food and a 2-liter bottle of soda at him. The clerk told police he recognized the teens from a previous theft at the store and locked the door, but they broke the lock to get inside and stole about $270 worth of items, including vape pens. 18-year-old Patrice House and four teens were arrested a short time later and are facing numerous charges. Well, it was close, but Allegheny County's Democratic Committee appears to have endorsed Corey O'Connor in Pittsburgh's mayoral race. More from News Radio KDKA's David Ballarato.
The Democratic Committee says there will be a recount today in the endorsement for Corey O'Connor due to its being so close. 4 votes. O'Connor has been up over incumbent Democratic Mayor Ed Gainey in recent polls. The Gainey campaign issued a statement saying the close vote demonstrates what it calls the mayor's strength against establishment leadership in the Democratic Committee. But O'Connor says the vote shows party insiders want a change.
I just think, you know, it's a desperation sign from the mayor to criticize his own party, which he was the chair of, to say that their votes don't mean anything.
Two other endorsements will be recounted today, that for Carlos Thomas running for a city school board seat and Kathleen Madonna Emmerling running for County Council District 1. David Ballarato, News Radio, KDKA.
How much weight does the endorsement hold in the mayor's race? Well, political analyst Lenny McAllister says not much, as in years past, because of the influence of social media and activists.
And I think that over the next month or so, those two guys are going to have to really connect less with the insider and more with the person that feels too much like an outsider.
On the Big K Morning Show, McAllister said voters will make their choice based on which candidate is perceived to have a better impact on their lives. Break out the t-shirts and shorts. A very spring-like week is in store with plenty of sunshine and no rain.
Hopefully people get out and enjoy a little bit of the weather. I know it's been kind of been a while since we've had a stretch like this of dry and warm. So definitely a lovely week for folks to enjoy.
On the Big K Morning Show, National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Frazier said highs will reach 20 degrees above normal this week.
Thanks for listening to the KDKA All Local. You can follow or subscribe to this podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest breaking news, traffic, and weather, be sure to tune in to KDKA or download the Odyssey app to take us with you wherever you go.